The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Okay, let's start off with something healthy. Wellness from thehealthy.com. Enjoy a safe skin summer. And Synergy, we're going to be looking at that in Consumer Reports later on, too. Take a tips on your next beach or boat trip. While the summer sunshine feels good on bare skin, be careful not to go unprotected outdoors for too long. At least 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer by age 70, according to Skin Cancer Foundation. It now accounts for 1 in every 3 cancers diagnosed worldwide. And more people in the United States are diagnosed with skin cancer each year than are diagnosed with all other cancers combined. But how can that be? When we are seeing more sun-safe campaigns and public education around skin cancer. It's mainly due to better detection and one more big health improvement. The longer you live, the higher your chances are eventually developing skin cancer, says Deborah S. Sarnoff, a New York City dermatologist and president of the Skin Cancer Foundation. Fortunately, when caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable. Skin cancer is grouped into 2 types, malignant melanoma and non-melanoma. The non-melanoma types, which include basal cell carcinoma, BCC, and squamous cell carcinoma, SCC, is the most common. The main risk factor for both types is cumulative exposure to ultraviolet light. So as we age, skin cancer can appear typically on areas that are most often exposed to the sun, like the top of your head where I have basal cell carcinoma. That includes the face, the ears, the scalp, and the neck, says Claire Tate, a dermatologist from Perth, Australia, the country with the world's highest rate of melanoma, according to the World Cancer Research Fund International. Fair-skinned people with blue eyes and blonde hair and those who have a family history of melanoma already have a lot of moles or are at a high risk. But people with darker skin can develop skin cancer, too. Melanoma counts for just 1% of skin cancers, but is by far the deadliest. The vast majority of cases are caused by UV exposure, and if you've had 5 or more sunburns, your risk is double. It can also come from inherited gene mutation. Melanoma usually shows up on the upper back, torso, lower legs, head, or neck, but it can also occur in body parts that are rarely exposed to the sun, such as the soles in your feet or under your nails. Who never knew that? This cancer is so dangerous because it can spread deeper into the skin or to other organs, making treatment much more difficult. But recent research brings good news. A clinical trial by the pharmaceutical companies Moderna and Merck has just shown a vaccine to be effective for late-stage melanoma. The results announced in December 2022 showed that when used in combination with immunotherapy after surgery to remove the skin cancer, a personalized mRNA vaccine reduced the risk of reoccurrence or death in patients with stage 3 or stage 4 melanoma by 44% compared with immunotherapy and surgery alone. The larger trial is planned for this year. For decades, mRNA vaccines have been studied for personalized cancer treatments. Many of us learned about them for the first time with COVID-19 vaccines. They work for providing section of genetic code, like instructions that tells our cells how to make a specific spike protein that immune system learns to attack. The vaccine essentially trains the body's immune system to recognize and respond to mutations in the DNA specific to the patient's tumor, says Dr. Sarnoff. It's a great breakthrough, she adds, because late-stage melanoma, when the cancer has spread to other organs, has too often been a death sentence. If melanoma vaccine is approved, it could be another treatment option for the late-stage cases, which are usually treated with chemotherapy, radiation, immunotherapy, and targeted drug therapy. With early detection, melanoma is still limited to the epidermis is virtually 100% curable, says Dr. Sarnoff, referring to the most superficial kind of melanoma. That's on the outer layer of the skin. This is why it's important that you keep an eye on existing moles and any skin changes. Aim to do a skin check every 3 months, says Ann Cust, a cancer epidemiologist and chair of Cancer Council Australia's Skin Cancer Committee. Use a mirror in good light, she suggests. Consider taking photos of spots you are concerned about so that you can keep tabs on them, she says. She also recommends that you buddy up with a partner who can check areas you can't see, such as your scalp, the back of your neck, and your lower back. Anything on your skin that's new, changing, or unusual should be checked out, Dr. Sarnoff said. It's a good idea to have the annual checkup with a dermatologist or family doctor. If a sore or unusual spot hasn't healed itself in 3 to 4 weeks, get it checked out. Persistent pimples. The life of a pimple for a few... Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a second. I need to skip back a little bit. What to watch out for? Size. Dermatologists recommend looking for moles that have an irregular border or variations in color, or are bigger than a pencil eraser. Watch for changes to any of your moles, any size, or freckles. New moles. Keep an eye out for new spots, freckles, or moles, particularly if you're older than 25. It's common for adults to have anywhere from 10 to 40 moles. More than 50 is an increased risk factor for melanoma. Small bumps that are red, pink, or pearly in color could be BCC, especially if you find them on places that get lots of sun exposure, such as your face, neck, scalp, hands, and shoulders. Or if you're like me, the top of your bald head. Anything that won't heal. If you have a spot that's chronically itching, scabbing, and keeps popping up at the same site, that's a red flag, says Dr. Sarnoff. Also, pay close attention if you have an area that bleeds repeatedly for no apparent reason. And this could be a sign of BCC, says Dr. Tate. The life of pimples is a few... I already did pimple thing. Sorry about that. Anything unusual. Healthy freckles and moles tend to look similar to other freckles and moles. If something looks like it's an outlier, you should get it checked, says Dr. Sarnoff. It might be a bit bigger or darker than the others or raised, while others are flat. When something looks off, trust your instincts and see a doctor. Keep an eye on the clock, too. And know when you should shield yourself from the sun rays. Sun protection is most important when the UV index reaches 3 or above, says Dr. Tate. In most northern states, that typically between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. during the summer. You can learn the daily UV index from the local weather report on most weather apps. Try to seek shade during those hours. Generously apply broad-spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30, and wear a hat, sunglasses, and clothing that covers you up. Don't worry, you'll still get enough vitamin D. Most people get plenty just by spending a few minutes outdoors on most days. The scoop on sunscreen. Fortunately, the days of slathering on baby oil and baking in the sun to get a golden tan, or more likely an angry burn, are long over. Many sunscreens work by filtering the sun's ultraviolet UV rays to keep them from reaching skin cells and causing the DNA damage that can lead to wrinkles and skin cancer. But in recent years, the safety of some of those filtering chemical ingredients, particularly oxybenzone, has been in question. A 2019 study by JAMA found evidence, that's the Journal of American Medical Association, found evidence that oxybenzone is absorbed into the bloodstream, leading to concerns about whether it might affect hormone production, puberty, fertility, and thyroid function. Oxybenzone has also been detected in breast milk. Because of concerns about higher absorption in children, the American Academy of Pediatrics advises against sunscreen with oxybenzone for kids. The Environmental Working Group, an activist organization that monitors chemical safety, has called for a ban, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration considers sunscreen with oxybenzone safe. It's permitted in Europe, but at a lower percentage. The jury is still out, says Deborah Z. Sarnoff, a New York dermatologist and president of the Skin Dancer Foundation. Just because you're absorbing the chemical doesn't mean it's dangerous. More research is needed. Oxybenzone is a risk to coral reefs. Hawaii and the U.S. Virgin Islands have banned the sale of sunscreens with oxybenzone, as well as another chemical, octinoxate. In a 2022 study published in Science, researchers found that sea anemones, when exposed to sunlight, metabolize oxybenzone in a way that can damage and kill coral. Some companies have phased out oxybenzone and its many big brands, including Aveeno and Coppertone, offer oxybenzone-free options. For anyone who's pregnant or breastfeeding, or simply looking to avoid these chemical filters, Dr. Sarnoff recommends mineral sunscreens, which contain physical barriers such as zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. Which is interesting because, as we read in Consumer Reports, those aren't nearly as effective. More news from the world of medicine. Wake up without coffee. Do you blame your coffee habit on a biological incompatibility with mornings? It turns out that being an early riser isn't genetic, according to a recent study published in Nature Communications Research at the University of California, Berkeley, found that lifestyle changes can keep you from feeling sluggish in the morning. Ideally, you could sleep longer later than you typically do, but if that's not possible, these healthy habits will help. Step up your exercise. People who worked out more than usual the previous day felt less groggy when they woke up. Also, eat complex carbs along with a bit of fat and protein for breakfast, such as an egg with lightly buttered whole wheat toast. Help for hot flashes. Hot flashes affect roughly 80% of the women in menopause and can be a huge drag on mood, sleep, concentration, and overall quality of life. Fortunately, there is a new option, a class of drugs called NK3R antagonists that show promise for women who don't want to use hormone replacement therapy to ease their hot flashes and the other symptoms that can come with them, sweating, heart palpitations, and fatigue. The drug works on the brain's hypothalamus, thanks to a new understanding of how this part of the brain can trigger hot flashes. One medication sliced the number of hot flashes by 72% and reduced their severity by 38% in a four-week trial in London. Another drug called elinzanetant is undergoing a large-scale trial with results expected in January. Intense exercises reduces cancer risk. High-intensity aerobic exercise, such as sprinting or rowing, makes the body less hospitable to cancerous tumors, according to research from Tel Aviv University. The results show that exerting yourself reprograms your internal organs to consume more glucose, the most important source of energy for cells. Then if a cancer develops, it might not be able to compete for the glucose it would need to spread. In fact, people with an intense workout habit are 73% likely to develop highly metastatic cancer, the kind that spreads far from the original tumor. Compared to inactive people, intense exercise means hitting roughly 80 to 85% of your maximum pulse rate, even if only for a minute or two at a time. Stop counting your glasses of water. We've all heard that we need to drink at least 8 8-ounce glasses of water each day. That's up to half a gallon, a reasonable goal, especially because you can get a lot of water from food. But really, a new study published in Science, your needs depend greatly on who you are, what you do, and where you live. To demonstrate this, researchers tracked the water passing through bodies of 5,604 people in 23 countries. Daily averages mostly range from about 4 cups to 1.5 gallons. Researchers looked at age, body size, physical activity levels, altitude, and air temperature, and determined that different people need different amounts of water. Most people will stay hydrated if they drink water with each meal, before, during, and after exercise, and any other time they feel thirsty. The best snack in every state. Sweet or salty? Yes, please. Alabama. Golden Flake fried pork skins. Even rival Alabama and Auburn sports fans found common ground over their love of Golden Flake potato chips. Although Utz brought the brand in 2016, Golden Flake fried pork skins, also called chicharrones, are still sold under that beloved name and come in some of the same flavors, including a crowd favorite, Sweet Heat Barbecue. Alaska smoked salmon spread. Folks in the last frontier take pride in their fresh-caught salmon, which many Alaskans whip into a spread with cream cheese, herbs, lemon juice, and horseradish. Arizona, it's cactus candy. Made at the Cactus Candy Company in Phoenix since 1942, these pink gumdrop squares are flavored with the bright juice of the prickly pear cactus, which tastes like watermelon, bubblegum, and lemon. Arkansas, it's a cheese dip. What some call queso is cheese dip here, and both fancy and no-frills version of the magic melty cheese are embraced all over Arkansas, which hosts an annual World Cheese Dip Championship in Little Rock each fall. California, not to be a surprise, it's guacamole. In a state practically synonymous with avocado, it's no wonder guac is good. Golden Staters mash up the green stuff with just a sprinkle of salt, a splash of citrus, and perhaps a pinch of onion. In Colorado, it's green chili fries. Order chili cheese fries in Colorado and your spuds will come out with, not with run-of-the-mill beef chili on top, but instead with chili verde, a rich and subtle pork stew made with green chili peppers, plus a mountain of melted cheddar and Monterey Jack cheese. In Connecticut, it's a pizza. That's A-P-I-Z-Z-A. Slices of New Haven-style AP pizza, crispy coal-fired and light on the cheese, abound at Connecticut's popular pizzerias, several of which a pizza in their names. The term is an enduring imitation of pizza said with thick Neapolitan accent in direct contrast to the pie's signature thin crust. Delaware, it's simply slippery dumplings. Unlike traditional dumplings, these Del Marvelous ones are rectangular and swimming in so much chicken gravy they'll slide all over your plate. In Florida, it's Chifley's plantain chips. The potassium-rich chick first took off in Tampa in 1963 and now do so regularly aboard JetBlue. The airline, known for its unlimited snacks, started passing out chifles, pronounced chifles, to hungry passengers last year. In Georgia, it's pecan pralines. While the original French recipe calls for almonds, authentic George pralines are made with pecans. The state ranks first in pecan production, and bakers pack the nuts into these caramelized clusters with the consistency of fudge. Hawaii. Spam musubi. A symphony of savory and sweet in a three-bite treat. Pan-fried spam, the canned lunch meat, is beloved across the islands. Teriyaki sauce and sticky white rice wrapped up in seafood. In Idaho, it's finger steaks. Milo Bybee created finger-length fried steaks, made them famous when he opened Milo's Torch Lounge in Boise in the late 1950s. Most folks enjoy these breaded delicacies by the basketful with cocktail sauce. Wish I had a picture of that. Illinois, it's popcorn. Cracker Jack is beloved at ballparks, but Garrett popcorn is even more popular across Illinois, especially the caramel and cheddar mix. In Indiana, it's the corn dog. Synonymous with summer nights in Hoosier State, these battered-up deep-fried hot dogs on a stick are also the namesake of Indiana's newest non-pre-professional baseball team, the Lake County Corn Dogs. In Iowa, it's the walking taco. Skip the tortilla and shake your taco fillings into a bag of crushed Doritos or Fritos. You've got a taco you can take with you. Whether this originated at the Iowa State Fair is up for debate. Hawkeye's affinity for it is not. In Kansas, it's just plain old fried chicken. It falls off the bone at famed Chicken House Stroud's, Chicken Annie's, and Chicken Mary's. Smart Kansas fry up enough to leave leftovers to munch on the next day. In Kentucky, of course, it's bourbon balls. In 1936, candy maker Ruth Boo overheard someone say that the two best tastes in the world were Kentucky bourbon and her chocolate. So she whipped up a melt-in-your-mouth combination of both. Customers even gave Boo their sugar rations during World War II so she should keep making batches of the boozy truffles. Louisiana, Zapp's potato chips. Zapp's are an iconic Louisiana snack food, says Lauren Herbige, community cook at our sister publication Taste of Home. Her favorite flavors, spicy crawtater, crayfish, voodoo, vinegar and barbecue seasoning, and jalapenos, and Cajun dill, dill picker gator taters. In Maine, it's the whoopie pie. At least three other states lay claim to the invention of this cake-cookie hybrid, but Labadee's Bakery in Lewistown seems to have sold them first. Now the official state treat, a Maine whoopie pie, is a hearty handful. The joy of discovering one in your lunchbox would make anyone explain, whoopee! In New Jersey, it's saltwater taffy. Boardwalk strollers know that stretching the colorful stripes of Atlantic City's first and most popular souvenir is almost as fun as eating it. Well, almost. New Mexico, it's bochitos. Stacks of these fragrant shortbread cookies are a holiday favorite, but they pair perfectly with warm beverage any time of the year. The lard in the recipe gives them a flaky texture, while notes of anise and cinnamon, plus a nip of rum or brandy, constitute their signature flavor. In New York, it's buffalo wings. Although the state officials designated yogurt as the official snack, New Yorkers know that buffalo wings, or just wings if you're in Buffalo, are far more fun. Most come with blue cheese dressing and celery sticks on the side, but the buffalo sauce steals the show. It's a heavenly combination of a hot sauce and more butter than any affocandio would care to admit. In North Carolina, it's Krispy Kreme donuts. Tourists take a detour when they see the hot light come on, indicating the fresh back of original glazed Krispy Kreme donuts is ready to devour. North Dakota, it's chippers. For those who can't decide between sweet and savory, North Dakota has just a thing, potato chips covered in chocolate. Carol Weidman's Kennedy Company, which claims to have invented the treat, uses Red River Valley chips, another state staple. In Ohio, it's Buckeyes, which is kind of appropriate for the Buckeye State. This hand-rolled roll of peanut butter and chocolate is at every holiday gathering and church potluck or tailgate, says Taste of Home community cook Christine McDougall-Waldler, leaving a small portion of the peanut butter balls uncoated when you dip them in smooth chocolate makes them resemble their namesake all the more. Oklahoma, it's fried okra. For the top snack for Sooners gets fried in bacon drippings and Crisco, but an oven-baked version that uses canola oil cooking spray instead is A-OK with the American Heart Association. In Oregon, it's hazelnuts. A handful of hazelnut tastes great in a trail mix, and since 99% of the country's commercial crop comes from Oregon, there are plenty of handfuls here to go around. But hazelnuts are even more heavenly when churned into ice cream. Portland-based Salt and Straw, the nationally known Tillamook brand, offers flavors with Oregon-grown hazelnuts. Pennsylvania, soft pretzels. Pennsylvanians prefer their pretzels big and soft and topped with mustard. A true Pennsylvania Dutch snack, says Taste of Home community cook Susan Bitka. Although today they're mostly made in Philadelphia, where there's a vendor on virtually every corner and the knots look more like figure eights. And in Rhode Island, it's calamari. Outside the ocean state, calamari is commonly confused with octopus, but not by anyone who speaks Italian. Calamaro means squid. Here the calamari comes deep-fried, sautéed in garlic butter, and paired with hot peppers. South Carolina's boiled peanuts. The Palmetto State's peanuts are unlike any other, and not even all that nutty. When boiled, they become bean-like in taste and texture. Southerners swear by them. South Dakota, it's chislik. Cubes of fried land or mutt come hot on a skewer or toothpick and sprinkled with garlic salt and hot sauce, with saltine crackers on the side. The state's official nosh as of 2018. Chislik has sizzled since long before South Dakota became a state. In Tennessee, it's the Goo Goo Cluster. Some say the goo in Goo Goo Clusters, chocolate candy filled with marshmallow nougat. Caramel and Roasted Peanuts is an acronym for Nanfield's Grand Old Opry. In fact, it was baby talk by the son of the inventor, Howard McCullers Sr., that gave life to its name as well as its slogan. And so good, people will ask for it from birth. Texas, tortilla chips and salsa. The Power Couple just celebrated 24 years of being the official state snack of Texas. Whether hot with jalapenos or tangy with tomatillos, salsa flows as freely here as baskets of warm chips to the table. In Utah, it's fries with fry sauce. Made famous by a local burger chain, Arctic Circle, this zippy pink dip, a mix of mayo and ketchup, sometimes with spices, garlic, and even pickle brine, is ubiquitous with fries across Utah. In Vermont, it's maple sugar on snow. Drizzle hot maple syrup over freshly trussed ice, using snow in the old school way, then twirl the sticky syrup into a wooden pop stick. Serve it Vermont style with a plump cake donut and a pickle on the side. Locals say sour balances the sweet. Virginia, it's ham biscuits. Whether it's a cocktail hour, hors d'oeuvre, or a nibble from the country store, these hand-sized ham sandwiches, with a dab of mustard if you'd like, are a Commonwealth craving. In Washington, it's Rainier cherries. A cross between the Bing and the Van varieties, Rainier cherries have some of the highest sugar levels in sweet cherries. If you miss their short growing season, you can always snag a bag of dried ones from Chucker Cherries. In West Virginia is the pepperoni roll. What began as a practical, early packable coal miner's lunch has become an anytime mountain state munch, pepperoni backed and baked into a bread dough. Wisconsin is fries cheese curds, also called squeaky cheese because that's the noise they make as you eat them. Cheese curds transform into crispy, gooey decadence when beer-battered and deep-fried. Taste of Home editor Laura Enchilado says these golden nuggets, often dunked in ranch or Wisconsin's go-to at a brewery, or are rooting for the Brewers or the Bucks. In Wyoming, it's sunflower seeds. Sunflowers flourish in Wyoming, and their seeds are fun to spit while you ride through the cowboy state. How about a little humor in uniform before we move over to the consumer reports? And there's a cartoon of a couple of people getting ready to storm a castle in the Middle Ages, and they've got a catapult with big rocks on it. And at the end, in front of the castle, there's a big oversized baseball mitt. And the comment is, they've deployed their new missile defense system. All patients who come to our military dental office are addressed by their ranks, which tend to be abbreviated in our charts. That's caused some confusion for my assistant, who is a civilian. One day she saw a chart, saw that it read RADM, Jones, and called for the next patient in the waiting room, Radio Man Jones? The patient stood up, walked to the exam door, and politely corrected my assistant. It's Rear Admiral, ma'am. I performed for the troops in Guantanamo Bay. I signed autographs for people who'd been gone from America for so long they didn't realize that I'm not really famous. Military contracted movers descended on our house to pack and move us to our next duty station. They were moving so fast that we propped the door open with a brick and placed a trash can next to the door for last-minute garbage. A few days later, we arrived at our new home and began unpacking the boxes. The first items we found were the brick and the garbage can filled with rotting trash. And with that, let's switch over into Consumer Reports. And this article is Your Backyard Haven. These easy ideas will transform your deck or patio or terrace into a comfortable oasis for dining, relaxing, and gathering with your favorite people. And there's a picture of a bunch of people sitting around a picnic table on a large deck. And the commentary is entertain easily. Less lugging of dishes and drinks. Props like the right trays and cooler can make alfresco dining a cinch. And stay protected. Summer sun, rain, and bugs won't spoil your background gatherings when you're properly equipped. And create a comfort zone. Your deck will feel like a cozy outdoor room with comfortable chairs, a bright rug, and the right lights, and more. With summer going into full swing, it's time to ready your deck or backyard for all the gatherings you have planned or that spontaneously arise during this kickback time of year. No doubt your outdoor space already has much of what's in need for good times, such as chairs to relax in, an umbrella for shade, and a great grill. But if anything could use a quick cleanup or a replacement, a broken wicker, non-working string lights, or if you're simply ready for something fresh and new, these suggestions and how-tos from landscape designers, safety experts, and CR's grilling pros will help transform your outdoor space into a sanctuary for memorable parties and hangouts this season. Read on for ideas on decor, from seating to lights to rugs, shelter from the rain and sun, and entertaining that's a breeze. Feel more at home outside. The best outdoor spaces always seem almost like another room of the house, according to Cat Owl Cervani, founder of Staghorn New York City, a landscape design firm. She suggests you take stake of what you love indoors, then find ways to bring that feeling outdoors. Lush greenery, splashes of favorite colors, a rug, the right style chair, a good playlist in your backyard is a new living room, except with the sky as your ceiling. Good seating is the key. Ideally, chairs should be stable, multifunctional, easy to care for, and comfortable. If you need replacements, keep these characteristics in mind as you shop. Table-height chairs with arms are best. They give you something to push up from, says Spicella Flores, occupational therapist at Cleveland Clinic's Lurovo Center for Brain Health in Las Vegas. For an all-weather wicker option, see the set at left, which we have a picture of it here. And it's just a dark brown patio furniture, which includes two chairs, a sofa, and a table. Add an ottoman with a flip-top, and you have a rest for your feet and extra storage. For materials, think low-maintenance, says Julie Farms, a landscape designer and founder of Land Stylist. Styles made of wesh or woven rope are particularly easy to care for if you choose to set with cushions, she says. Anticipate regular cleaning and storing. And beware of inexpensive natural wicker sets. They degrade over time and can break underneath you, says Alicia Bauer, an occupational therapist at Sanford Healthcare in Palo Alto, California. Another point to keep in mind is what's comfortable and practical outdoors might be less indoors, might be less so outdoors. Take recliners. Those zero-gravity reclining chaises may be tempting, but they can tip up too quickly and are hard to lift yourself out of, Flores says. Similarly, tall ball stools can get harder to climb up or down on from you as you age. Whatever furnishings you choose, don't overcrowd your deck or patio, she says. An uncluttered space with clear, wide paths is safest for all. And they have a picture here of the patio furniture. It's Soul 72 Outdoor Lancashire Wicker Rattan four-person seating group, costs $1,300. An ottoman, Go Plus Go Collection brown rattan ottoman, $132 for two of those. Clean outdoor chairs in three steps. Give old furniture a good wash so that it'll look like new. First, clear dirt, mulch particles, and leaves with a leaf blower, says Becky Rapanik, author of Clean Mama's Guide to a Healthy Home, the simple room-by-room plan for natural home. Number one, use sharp vac or indoor vacuum before you wash anything. It will suck up dirt and pollen, which can stain when wet, from cushion edges and chair crevices. Remove the kitchen covers and pre-treat mold and mildew spots with a spritz of vinegar and sprinkle on baking soda for up to 30 minutes. Wash, then air dry to prevent shrinkage. Attack gunky areas on furniture frames with a small bristle brush and a gentle natural cleanser, such as Castile soap, so that you don't kill any vegetation. Light the way. The right lighting is safe, practical, and pretty. Path lights. Solar Matter ones like the Arbor Breeze 10-lumen Black Solar Integrated LED Outdoor Plan Kit, $35 at Lowe's, are easy to install and don't require a power source. Measure your path to see how many you need. The packaging will provide spacing info. To install, drive the plastic stakes in first with a mallet, then slide the fixture onto it, says Kevin Magnus, pro specialist at Lowe's in Grand Forks, Nevada. String lights. Gather wire, eye screw hooks, and lights to string between one wall of your house, say, to a tree or a shed opposite. Make sure you can plug the string in easily to an outdoor outlet, or use a solar model like the Britech 27-foot solar black indoor-outdoor string light, $40 at Lowe's.com. Measured 8 by 10 feet up from the ground and measure 8 to 10 feet up from the ground and mark where you'll need hooks, about 3 to each side, spaced a few feet apart. Screw eye hooks in. Wrap a tight loop of cable around trees or a pole to attach lights. Zigzag wire lightly back and forth from hook to loop. The other then attach the string wire using tab tires. Solar lanterns. For extra charm, hang double Soji solar lanterns from a tree or a hook. Add personality. How to do rugs right. A rug is cozy for bare feet, but can also pose a tripping hazard. So follow Bowser's ground rules first. Avoid placing one on walking pathways in high traffic areas and under your dining table where it can trip up guest dining chairs. Instead, put a soft one underfoot in your seating area and choose one that's big enough to fit under the legs of all of your furniture so that no one catches a foot. Faree Stafford Meyer, founder of Doormat Company Port and Hall, recommends rugs that are either washable, like the picture of the one above, which I can't show you, obviously, made of polypropylene, which resists mildew and signs of wear and is easy to wipe off. Tunes and greenery. For music, look for water-resistant Bluetooth and wireless speakers with long battery life, like the CR-recommended models at left, and that's the JBL Party Box Encore Essential Wireless for $300 and the Sony XE300 Wireless Bluetooth Speaker for $170. For some natural color, add a few bright annuals. You can tend them while standing, using pots clustered on a table, tiered shelving, or a raised bed planter, which can create a visual divider between dining and seating areas, too. Look for one that keeps you from having to bend at an outward angle. And outdoor pillows. Choose pillows made of UV-treated polyester, like the Arden Selection Sapphire Aurora Blue Stripe at $30 for a set of two at Walmart.com, to add comfort and personality to your deck or patio. Keep it cozy. Sudden showers, burning rays, biting bugs, or chilly temperatures don't have to force your outdoor plans inside. To protect you from the elements, here are expert-approved ingenious fixes, including pop-up shades and fire pits to add warmth and atmosphere to any setting. Give yourself some shelter. For spot coverage, the right shelter can keep everyone happy right where they are, regardless of rain or bright sun. Umbrellas are a popular choice because they work in almost any space, are easy to install, and come in a variety of sizes. A 9-foot umbrella provides shade for most table sizes. Look for one that has a metal pole, less likely to break than wood, a vented canopy so that wind won't cause your umbrella to set sail, and a water and UV-resistant fabric, like Sunbrella, a brand also used for upholstery, not cushions. Because it never fades, says Jesse Balzo, manager of the Armstrong Garden Center in Pasadena, California. One good option, the Treasure Garden Umbrella, which also has an auto-tilt function so that you can move it as the sunlight shifts. And don't forget to buy an umbrella base, typically sold separately. That's at least 50 pounds. Some are designed for freestanding umbrellas, others for use under a table with an umbrella hole. For smaller porches or balconies, roller shades are a good choice because they are inexpensive and quick to install. Check out the Colorado Cordless UV-blocking, fade-resistant fabric exterior roller shade, 72 by 72 inches at $62 at HomeDepot.com. If your deck or patio is right off your home, a shade sail or awning that attached to the wall can provide plenty of overhead shade. Many, like the Vecadus awning, retract when you want to let the sun shine in. For larger yards, a gazebo or pergola will offer the most shade and protection. There are freestanding pergolas as well as ones that can be attached to a wall to extend a living room, for example, says Gary McCoy, store manager at Lowe's in Central Charlotte, North Carolina. Freestanding options include a pergola with a retractable canopy, such as the Vilecos model, that opens if for good weather or closes to keep rain out. Or for even more coverage, consider a gazebo like the more portable Sunjoy model, which has both a canopy and a mesh cushion to help keep insects away. Warm up a chilly evening for ambience and a little heat. If you don't have much room, tabletop fire pits, small fire-safe vessels that burn isopropyl alcohol, biothionol, or wood pellets can provide an inviting glow but not a lot of warmth. To use one safely, keep the flame away from low-hanging branches or fabrics. Place it in the center of a sturdy, flat, non-combustible surface, and never leave it unsupervised, says Russ Demmett, Director of Education for the Chimney Safety Institute of America. The tiny Coulson portable fire concrete bowl pot fireplace at $40 on Amazon can use its own brand of fuel or others and burns for about 40 to 50 minutes, enough time to roast your marshmallows. The Spokeless Mesa, $120, solostove.com, burns for about as long but uses wood pellets or mini logs. TerraFlame's Basin Firebowl Tabletop, $100, at terraflame.com, made of concrete, burns up to 3 hours on a gel fuel that comes in a can. For all tabletop fire teats, follow the instructions to use only the fuel that is recommended. If you have more space, consider a smokeless fire pit. Just be sure to place it in an open area with at least 6 to 10 inches off the ground or on a metal or non-combustible surface, and ideally 10 to 20 feet away from flammable structures such as trees, shrubs, and wires. For extra warmth, try a standing propane heater. Like Style Selections, 48,000 BTU stainless steel patio heater for $169 at Lowe's.com, which runs on a grill-style propane tank. To warm a 200-square-foot area, you'll need between 46,000 and 48,000 BTU. But McCoy says follow the manufacturer's safety guides and keep kids away. Propane patio heaters can be tippy. And they have two Cuisinart Kleenberg fire pit for $249 and the Inno Stage smokeless fire pit for $95. Smart storage. There are hundreds of outdoor storage solutions from hand plastic bins to shelf sheds. But Cervoni recommends that you look for stealthier stores, such as Zim Downs Brage Fire Potting Bench Garden Workbench for $100 at Walmart.com, based on the size of your space and what you need to stash close to hand. Sturdy, durable materials such as composites, metals, and hardwoods tend to be the most watertight and last the longest, he said. Now we come to the good part for around here. Keep the biters at bay. Hide a fat back against mosquitoes. If you don't have a screened-in porch, try an oscillating pedestal fan, which reduces mosquito landings on people sitting nearby for 40 to 65% in one CR test. And a little personal thing, when I was overseas, we had a rotating fan in my room where I was rooming with another guy while we were in the military. And it was really interesting to hear the mosquitoes come down by your ear and then that rotating fan would come in and blow them away. And they kept going, zzz, shoo, the fan would go, and the mosquitoes would go. So it really does work. And keep gutters free of debris and your yard clear of empty pots and troughs. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water, so reducing such breeding sites can significantly reduce their population. Says Judy Gangeloff-Kaufman, an entomologist and coordinator of the New York State Integrated Pest Manager Community Program at Cornell University. And forget the bug snappers. Research suggests they kill very few mosquitoes and zap many insects that actually eat those biters. Citronella candles are no good either. Their scent, which does the work, floats away on the breeze. Instead, the best approach is an integrated one. A fan, screens where possible, and a good insect repellent. And see our recommended below, and there's two insect repellents, 3M Ultrathon insect repellent for $11, and Repel Lemon Eucalyptus insect repellent for $8. Simplify outdoor eating. Dining on your deck with good friends as a summer evening is one of life's great pleasures. That said, all the lugging and toting from the house can be a headache. Here are pro tips to make your setup and cleanup as easy as possible from Meg Critchell, owner of the Meg Critchell Events in Greenwich, Connecticut. Entertaining halves, dinnerware, Crate and Barrel Marin Blue Outdoor Melamine Dinner Plate, $10 each. Flatware, Anova Silverware Set, Retro Style for $43, has 20 pieces. Wine glasses, Michelet Unbreakable Stem Wine Glasses, $32 for a set of four. That's a nice unbreakable. And napkins, Ramada Home Oversized Cotton Dinner Napkins, 25 for 12 at Amazon.com. Three grill out cleanup tips. That gunk on the grill isn't just unsanitary, but also keep your burger, steak, seafoods, and veggies from tasting delicious. A clean barbecue also means safer food and less risk of sudden flare-up. There are three quick cleaning tips, Consumer Reports grilling experts. 1. Scrape off the buildup grease. The best time to clean the grill is right after cooking. When the grates are still warm, food comes off more easily. Scrape both sides thoroughly with one of tools mentioned at right, which we'll look at. For stainless steel grates, moisten with soapy water and rinse them well. Avoid using bristle brushes. Metal bristles left on the grates can end up in your meal, and someone can swallow one and wipe it to the ER. And strike crying your stainless steel or porcelain-coated grill grates with a tool such as a pumice stone or a coil-shaped bristle-free brush. And look for the buildup on the underside of the grill lid. What's there is carbon and can flake off when you slam the lid, producing a shower of ash-like bits. Scrape it off with your grill cleaning tool, then wipe it down with a cloth soaked in soapy water. And I thought they said they were going to give us some grill things, but I don't see any. They cheated us. they didn't show any examples here of the grill cleaning things. Huh, that's terrible. Stock your cupboard. Replace the disposable products. Paper and plastic are outdoor dining staples for good reasons. Safety, easy cleanup, but the disposability is neither cost nor eco-conscious. Try alternative tableware and flatware that are light, non-breakable, and cost-effective in the long run. Melamine dish sets. They come in pretty designs like traditional dishware, but are lightweight, shatter-resistant, and not plastic. They're not for use in a microwave oven, though. See one attractive example of Crate and Barrel on the facing page, and we just saw that. Our editors also like the fun pattern, scratch-resistant, and durability of certified international Talavera Melamine 12-piece dinnerware set for four for $127 on Amazon. For flat fires, think simple and sturdy. For example, the Anotive stainless zine set that we looked at. Non-breakable glasses. One convenient choice is wine glasses that won't shatter, like the Michelet 15-ounce stems, which are plastic but look remarkable like glass. To keep wine cool on hot nights, consider Cork Cycles classic stemless insulated wine tumblers for $30 at corkcycle.com. And check out Tossware glasses at $70 per 12-pack, tossware.com. They're shatterproof, recyclable, and made from BPA-free single-use water bottles. They can't go in the dishwasher, but you can use them a few times and not feel bad about tossing them, Critchell says. Cloth instead of paper napkins. While you're working at reducing waste, you might swap out paper napkins for cloth ones, such as the 12 black Ramadada Home 20x20 cotton dinner napkins. Just toss them in the wash after each use and agree to be casual about wrinkles. Napkins that retain full wrinkle-free status aren't absorbent. They do nothing but smear food around, says Chris Mooney, Chief Marketing and Merchandising Officer at Wellspun, a global textile company. Look for cloth methods that have a little or no polyester. And limit the lifting. Trays and trolleys. Eating al fresco can be relaxing, but carrying all the dishes, food, and drink in and out of the house, not so much. A handled tray can help you carry more, minimizing the back and forth. Opt for rattan, like the one at right, which we'll look at, which is lightweight and comfortable to carry. A safety tip from Bowser. Carry your tray slightly to the side rather than in front of you so that you can see your feet. It increases stability as well. A rolling cart can carry even more, especially if it has holders for drinks and glasses that prevent toppling in transit. Some, such as the Foundstone Collis Straight Cart Bar Cart, which we'll look at, come with a lift-off tray to make the transfer to the table easier. Just be sure that whatever trolley you choose, it's easy to maneuver over your threshold. Cooler Cart. Vinogo Gray Resin Rolling Cooler Cart for $270. An easy transport of the trolley, Foundation Collis Straight Bar Cart, which is a pretty simple thing, for $150 at thewayfair.com. And a tray with handles, 14x20 natural woven tray with handles, is $23 at target.com. And it looks pretty nice because it's got a real nice high sods. Energy saving a rolling cooler, tall versions like the Venego cooler are preferable. They don't require thirsty guests to bend or squat. Look for one with a shelf where you can keep glasses and bottle holders, locking wheels, essential, says Bowser, and a drain for easy emptying. And see our top pick for grills are the Weber Q200 grill for $250, score to 71, the Cuisinart gas grill, $300, score to 68, and the Even Embers gas grill for $400, score to 78. How about a road report? The 2023 Lexus LX. The LX 600 has a powerful turbocharged V6 engine, safari-level off-road capability, and a full complement of upscale amenities. It is a luxury version of the Toyota Land Cruiser, a model that is sold in other countries. See our take. This is a true do-it-your-all vehicle, but its old-school rear suspension compromises third row and cargo space. While capable of off-road, it's less well-suited than its domestic peers to daily life, and is less refined than competitors from BMW, Land Rover, and Mercedes-Benz. I don't see as well as I'd like to when driving at night. What should I do? This is a common problem, even for those who wear corrective lenses. Improve your nighttime vision by reducing light pollution around you. Put the rearview mirror in the night position to dim the glare of headlights behind you. Also, turn down the brightness on dashboard gauges and screens. As other vehicles approach, focus your eyes in the lanes to the right away from the oncoming headlights. Finally, don't drive at night if you're nervous, but if you must, try to keep familiar roads after night. Free update on the Hyundai Kia. Hyundai and Kia will provide a free software update to keep vehicles from being started without a key. A TikTok video trick that's led to car thefts, a lot of them too. Kia reached out initially to Optima, Sorento, and Sportage owners for the free update. Hyundai started with Elantra, Sonata, and Venue owners. This is not a recall. What to do? Hyundai and Kia owners with traditional key ignition can contact our local dealership to confirm eligibility and schedule an appointment. And 68% of Americans are concerned about fully self-driving vehicles, according to a new AAA survey, 13% more than a year ago. Although there is no fully self-driving car for sale today, trust in car is still a long way off, and it's so scary to drive down the interstate beside a Tesla and know that it's in self-driving mode while the person who's supposedly driving the car is busy on their phone. I know I've seen that three times in the last month. How to save on an auto loan. Interest rate on car loans continue to soar, now averaging about 6.3% for a 60-month loan, according to Bankrate. With new car prices averaging about $48,000, that means it's more important than ever to shop for financing. Credit unions tend to offer the best rates. If possible, get pre-approved for a loan by one or second best by a bank before you step foot in the dealership. Then compare the dealer's financing offer. Loans offered through an automaker's financing arm can be decent deals, but be very cautious about dealer loans made through third-party lenders. These can be the priciest ways to finance a car, because the dealer is a middleman and, as obvious, takes a cut. Skip these best-selling cars. With the average price of a new car hovering around $48,000, it's hard to believe, isn't it? Considering in 1971 I bought a Jaguar XKE for $6,200. Choosing which vehicle to buy is a high-stakes financial decision. It's an emotional decision, too. Buyers must weigh how much car they get for their money, and how well factors like cargo room work for them, along with more subjective considerations like how the car looks, the image it projects, and the brand's reputation. The models that allow buyers to check those key boxes attract them in droves. Consumers tell us they prioritize factors such as reliability and safety when shopping for a car, but when it comes time to buy, very often a car's styling or its image tips the decision, says Jake Fisher, Senior Director of Auto Testing at Consumer Reports. That's why it's important to approach each new car shopping experience with an open mind and use CR's ratings to find the best-performing vehicles in the class and price range you're considering. Our testing shows that some new cars outperform others you see on the road everywhere you go. The top-selling Ford Explorer SUV is a perfect example of this. The original Explorer from 1991 helped pioneer entire genre and define midsize SUVs for decades. But the performance of the latest version can't match that of the Kia Telluride, a CR top pick still in its first generation, which sells at a much smaller volume. On paper, those two models seem similar. Even a brief test drive might not reveal much difference, but when we measure performance on our track and review detailed reliability data from thousands of owners, the difference between the two SUVs were significant, as you can see reflected in their scores. At CR, we rate and rank cars based on testing and what our members tell us in surveys. The cars that excel in all of the areas we examine are in the highest overall score. To help guide you to better choices, we've selected some of the top-selling models based on sales and registration data in 9 key categories and provide compelling alternatives to have an overall higher score. And we'll look at a few of those. The Ford Explorer is the most popular choice, and it ranges from $37,000 to $56,000. The Explorer may be a common sight in your neighborhood, but that doesn't mean it's the best choice. In fact, while this mediocre SUV ranks near the bottom in the three-row category, it outsells the excellent Kia Telluride by more than 2-to-1. It handles with relative agility, but an overall firmly ride, rough shifts, and a noisy engine hurt the Explorer's road test score. Plus, reliability is well below average. It got a 74. the Kia Telluride, which raised from 36,000 to about 53,000, the Telluride set the benchmark for three-row mid-size SUVs since it was introduced for the 2020 model year and has earned CR's top pick designation 4 years in a row. Its secret is that it does everything well. Power, ride, comfort, controls, you name it. But don't just take our word for it. Our members also love it, as reflected in its high owner satisfaction score. And overall, the score got a, on the Ford Explorer, the overall score was a 49. The overall score for the Kia Telluride was 87. And a popular choice is the Hyundai Elantra for the smaller cars, 21,000 to 33,000. With sleek styling, an impressive infotainment system, a roomy interior, and good fuel economy, it's easy to see why Elantra is popular. It even has a good road test score. The Achilles here for the regular Elantra is reliability. Its spotty track record should give buyers pause. The Elantra Hybrid is a little better with average reliability, but there are smart alternatives that deliver on the same virtues. It's got a 65 overall. The Toyota, Toyota Corolla Hybrid trades from $23,000 to about $27,000. Updated for 2023, the Toyota Corolla Hybrid earned a place among our top picks this year. Stellar reliability, standard advanced safety features, and outstanding fuel economy are among its strength. The regular Corolla returned 36 miles per gallon on overall test. For just a little more money, the Hybrid delivers 48 miles per gallon overall, making our choice from the Corolla line, but this scored an 82 overall. The popular choice is a Toyota RV4, trades from about $28,000 to about $40,000. The RV4 is one of the most popular models on the market in the red hot small SUV segment. It draws buyers by being reliable and fuel efficient, but the recent move to a lower, wider appearance has compromised interior space, plus its bland cabin, droning engine noise, and ride comfort that trails the competition would have us shopping elsewhere. The Hybrid version is quieter and more efficient. It scored a 72 overall. That's replaced by the better choices, the Subaru Forester, which trades for about $26,500 to $37,000. Subaru has nailed the ideal small SUV configuration, compact exterior dimensions, a tall roof, and a surprisingly roomy interior. Though in a fuel-efficient four-cylinder engine, essential safety features, and a standard all-wheel drive system that outclaws rivals, the Forester is a true gem. Subaru has honed this package for years, perfecting a model that's easy to recommend, and it scored an 87 overall. The most popular choice in the minivan is the Chrysler Pacifica. It trades from $37,000 to about $60,000. Chrysler popularized the minivan in the 1980s. I know, I've owned two of them. Today, the Pacifica line offers many family-friendly innovations like fold-away center seats, second-row entertainment screens, all-wheel drive, and even a plug-in hybrid version. Those may seem like good things, but the Pacifica lacks the refinement found in rival vehicles, and more significantly, it has a long track record of below-average reliability, and it only scored an 63. Via the Kia Carnival, which trades from $33,000 to $46,000, the Carnival is room, comfortable, and refined. In its second model year, it feels much more contemporary than the Pacifica, which debuted in 2017. The V6 delivers plenty of power backed by a smooth shifting transmission. The ride is well-controlled, handling is secure, and the attractive cabin is inviting. The icing on the cake? Strong ratings from our member surveys of reliability and satisfaction. Got an 84 overall score. And if you're interested in mid-size pickup trucks, the popular choice is the Toyota Tacoma. It trades from $28,000 to $50,000. Tacoma seemed to be everywhere, thanks to its strong sales and limited design changes since 2005. It's no surprise that Tacoma feels like it was born in another era. Challenging access and odd seating positions, a noisy engine, a stiff ride, and clumsy handling may evoke nostalgia, but not in a good way. The rugged Tacoma has a loyal fan base, but it isn't the easiest truck to live with, and it only scored a 52 overall. And then there's the Honda Ridgeline, which is the better choice. It trades from $39,000 to $46,000. The Tacoma outsells the Ridgeline about 6-1, but it shouldn't. The Ridgeline feels like driving a well-mannered SUV with a refined engine, a smooth ride, and decent handling. The quiet cabin is nicely finished and comfortable, front and rear. The innovative pickup truck bed has underfloor storage and a tailgate that folds down or swings open. This is all the truck many weekend warriors need. and it scored a 76 overall. And how about the electric vehicles? The Volkswagen ID.4 is the popular choice, trades from $39,000 to $55,000. The ID.4 kicked off a wave of electric vehicles from Volkswagen destined to share a platform and major components. It's quick, quiet, and roomy, but its touchscreen infotainment system responds slowly, and many common tasks require multiple steps. Plus, range is a modest 209 miles for the base rear drive version and 255 miles for the all-wheel drive version. The biggest concern, though, is that reliability has been below average and only scored a 65. The Kia EV6 trades from $49,000 to $61,000. The EV6 is one of the best electric vehicles we've tested. It outperforms the ID.4 almost every way, including acceleration, braking, handling, range, and efficiency. The sleek-looking EV6 is a treat to drive. Its cabin is roomy and uncluttered. Its electric hardware allows for rapid charging at home and on the road. The standard range is 232 miles, with the long-range version going up to 310 miles. And then there's the Mercedes-Benz C-Class at $44,000 to $62,000. And it is outranked by the Lexus ES Hybrid from $42,000 to $51,000. The Mercedes C-Class only got a 53. The Lexus scored an 86. How about a couple quick jokes to close out? Establish dominance in your marriage by watching all 7 seasons of the Gilmore Girls under your husband's Netflix profile. The company I work for gave its long-term employees a beautiful grandfather clock when they retired. Maybe I didn't work there long enough, or perhaps well enough. For 2 years after I retired, they just called me once a week to tell me what time it was. I don't want to die before my parents die, especially my mother, because I don't want her to get the chance to pick out what I'm going to wear for all eternity. And no one knew Sue had a dental implant until it came out during a conversation. And what do you get when you cross an elephant or a bumblebee? A ton of honey. And with that, we have just about run out of time for today's episode of the Reader's Digest of Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. That's ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next time, and thanks so very much for listening.